Hi, Craig James, with a look at the dividends being paid out by Australian companies. Well, here in Australia, we do have the profit reporting season, that time of the year when Australian companies report their profit results. Straight after that, Australian companies pay out their dividends to shareholders, and we're in the midst of that period now. In the period up to the end of October, something like $28.5 billion will be paid out by ASX 200 companies to their investors. That's up in the order of $2.5 billion over the previous year, or a gain of around about 10%. Now, those dividends have already been flowing. Since August, we've had something like $6 billion being paid out by Australian companies. But the big period is the period coming up. In the 4 weeks starting September 17th, we'll have something like $21.4 billion being paid out by Australian companies. And the big week is the week from September 24th to 28th, when something like in the order of $12.5 billion will be paid out to Australian investors. Now, the reason the dividends are flowing is because the profits have been rising over the last 12 months. 93% of ASX 200 companies recorded a profit for the last financial year, and that was up in the order of 8.4% over the previous year. In fact, cash holdings are up in the order of 8.5% higher than 12 months ago. Clearly, it's a case that Australian consumers have been spending. More money has been coming in from overseas operations as well. Australian companies are making good profits and rewarding their shareholders for their investments. Certainly, it is always the case that the money from dividends can be spent or it can be reinvested. So it could have implications for the direction for the Australian share market over the next couple of weeks. But also, retailers will be also keen to be able to secure some of the money that's being flowing out to shareholders. We've got to always focus on the importance of dividends here in Australia. Australia is the largest payer of dividends in the world. So while there is a constant focus on share price changes, in Australia it's the total return that matters. Australian companies are in good shape, certainly expected to continue to record profits and pay out dividends, but that can't be assured, going forward. But where we sit at the moment, Australian shareholders should be very, very happy in terms of the dividends that are currently being paid out to them.